Chapter 4. The Zborowski engine had been designed for racing, for breaking records. But for nearly 100 years, it had been stuck up a tree with no wheels, no petrol, no purpose. Now that it was back on the road, it seemed to want to make up for lost time. The Tooting family closed its eyes and screamed as the van hurled them into bends and swung them in and out of traffic. Only little Harry kept his eyes open. He giggled and waved and shouted, "Me drive! Me drive!" He had spent the last few weeks playing with the steering wheel while the van was parked safely outside the house. He couldn't see why he wasn't allowed to do the same now that it was hurtling crazily through queues and congestion. The little blue camper van dodged and skidded and fishtailed, while all around other drivers honked their horns in anger and blinked their eyes in consternation, until finally it screamed onto the motorway. "It was terrifying when the speed limit was 40, said Mum. "What's going to happen now that it's 70? The moment they joined the motorway, however, the camper van slowed down. And down. And down. "Now what are you playing at, you insane internal combustion engine?" said Dad, as the lorry behind him menaced his bumper. "We're almost stopped. What's wrong with you?" "Nothing's wrong," said Mum. "Dead slow is my favourite speed." Jem listened carefully to the engine. It sounded as though all the power was draining from it. Yet the tank was full of petrol and the parts were moving smoothly. Nothing was stuck. Nothing was rusty. "It sounds tired. Or sad," he said. "Tired," said Dad. "Sneezy doesn't get tired. He's a man of steel."
"Van of steel," said Jem.
"In fact," said Lucy, "there is such a thing as metal fatigue. Maybe it's fatigued."
"We'll have to come off at the next exit," said Jem, "and take a proper look."
The camper van crawled along the slow lane to the next exit. Even with his foot flat on the accelerator, Dad could only make it chug slowly up the slip road. "There's a lay-by just a few yards along here. We'll pull in there and see what's wrong." They didn't pull in. As soon as they were clear of the motorway, the van picked up speed again. Dad tried to turn into the lay-by, but the wheel just twitched out of his hands and the camper van plunged back into the traffic, following the open road round a great curve into the hills.
"I thought you were stopping."